When did a celebrity break your heart? Oh my gosh, it's Anna and Raven. If you haven't heard, Ellen and Ellen DeGeneres show, her entire show, is under investigation by Warner Media. And there's been like talks over the last couple of months that Ellen is mean. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that create this toxic work environment. And finally, people are getting involved to see if it's actually true.
Well, I mean, when somebody makes an allegation nowadays, there has to be an investigation, right? And nobody is above this. You know, here's the thing. Ellen, probably a really nice person when you're talking with her and interacting with her. But think about all that Ellen is involved with. She's a very busy person. Her time is very valuable.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that happens, people don't work quite fast enough. So I'm not sure if I believe it or don't believe it, but I'm not shocked.
Right, but you're talking about a woman that says things like this every day on her show.
And here are the values that I stand for. I stand for honesty, equality, kindness, compassion, treating people the way you want to be treated, and helping those in need. To me, those are traditional values. That's what I stand for.
But if you read what these say, Raven, it's not about her being overworked and just being standoffish. They're saying that there's racist remarks. They're saying that she puts down waiters and waitresses when she goes out to eat and like says bad things about their nails. Even her bodyguard spoke out against her. It breaks my heart because she's America's sweetheart.
Well, she might be your sweetheart. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that would think that there's other kinder personalities out there. But you pull back the curtain, you see this stuff. Sometimes those that come off the most righteous, of course, are the ones with the biggest skeletons. Happens all the time.
When did a celebrity break your heart, Raven?
Well, I'll have to say recently, Justin Timberlake. I'm still mad at him. I'm mad at you, Timberlake. You got Jessica Biel as your wife, okay? You made all this time. You made her wait. You guys dated, all this for off and on. Now, all of a sudden, you decide you want to be an actor. You're down. You're making some movies, this, there, whatever. And now you're hanging out trying to grope up on your co-star. You don't hold hands with somebody who's just a friend when you're out having drinks in New Orleans. You don't do that. And, you know, she's an actress. She's had her own thing going on forever before him, Jessica Biel. So I'm just so mad at him, as you can tell.
Even though he issued an apology and they've had another child since then?
He'll do it again when nobody's looking. He'll do it again. And I never thought he was that guy. I thought Britney Spears was the one, all right? And he wrote Cry Me a River, and I was like, you get it, Justin.
Yep.
You let her know that she's bad.
Right.
And now I know that you're bad, Justin.
Two times celebrity broke my heart.
Mm.
One, I think that he broke everybody's heart. It was when Brad Pitt left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie.
Didn't break my heart at all.
Oh.
Never watched Friends. Didn't care in the slightest.
It was like the good girls lost that day.
That's what it felt like. I preferred Jolie at that point.
I had a Team Jennifer shirt. I did. I was so mad about it.
Seems like a waste of $15, but okay.
And the most personal time that a celebrity broke my heart is, remember I wanted to be really good friends with Melissa Joan Hart?
Yes.
So
she still won't take your calls.
Never. I've given up. Now it's like I got a chip on my shoulder. She's Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Clarissa Explains It All. We live like next door to each other, like next town over. We have mutual friends, and like I've tried to like, hey, like why don't we hang out sometime? Thinking that we would have so much in common. She wants nothing to do with me.
You can't even go to common friends cocktail parties. You're not on that list.
I mean, she broke my heart.
Well, good luck, Ellen.
Yeah, don't break our hearts. Your nightstand is your public medicine cabinet. It's a look into your life, and it says a lot about you. 1-800-330-9999. What's on your nightstand, your bedside table? It's Anna and Raven.
Do you let people into your bedroom to like see it? Like when you do the tour and stuff, do you put the coats in your bedroom or something like that? I always found that weird. Like the master bedroom is where we invite people to go into. Why?
Well, you know what's funny?
It's my area.
I was thinking about that the other day because there's friends of mine that I've been friends with for over a decade.
Sure.
I've never been in their bedroom.
Right.
It's so weird.
Because that you have a healthy respect of boundaries.
But then I have other friends that, like, I'm always, like, you know, like, I just walk right upstairs into their bedroom if I need to, like, I don't know, borrow something or whatever.
Strange. Who needs to borrow something in some other friend's bedroom?
I mean, like, my best friend Danielle, I'd go right into her closet. I wouldn't think twice.
Okay.
All right. Here's the most typical things that you find on a nightstand. Number 5, a flashlight. Do you have... No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Right next to the bat.
What? Okay, let's end that there. Number four, reading materials. Okay.
Yeah. For a long time I did. Yep. Now I have a small bookcase in the bedroom.
I feel like for reading materials, it's basically just for show because I can't remember the last time I actually read a book or had time to do that.
You get in there, you go a page and a half deep, and then you fall asleep.
Right.
It's a magazine so that you can put your drink on it and not put a ring on your nightstand.
Every night I have the same thing. I have 10 minutes. Am I going to play Candy Crush and check my email and check Twitter, or am I going to read this book? Guess what? Level 2000 on Candy Crush.
You're getting there.
Number three, a small dish or a tray, one of those catch-alls that keep like kind of your pocket junk.
Yeah, maybe it's coins or keys or anything like that.
Yep. Number two, hand lotion. And the number one thing is a lamp. And I thought that was interesting because I've been having a lot of anxiety about the fact that I don't have a lamp since I moved 3 years ago.
Do you have the clapper?
No.
Then you're in danger. I mean, you've got to have the access to get the light on right away. There's no remote. There's no clapper.
I mean, I just get up.
Do you tell Alexa to do it?
No, I just get up.
Oh, man. No, that's bad. You're getting up in the dark. Anything could happen.
I don't know.
You could run into that. You don't even have a flashlight.
I literally do it every single day. It seems to be fine.
You're just asking for danger.
But what's on your nightstand actually says a lot about you. So if you have empty water bottles, you're probably healthy but impatient. The reusable water bottle, that's a big one.
Okay.
That means that you're clean and you're probably the friend that hosts all the parties.
Okay. Seems strange.
Soda cans, lazy.
Weird, right? I mean, who drinks soda right before they're going to bed anyways?
Right. Plates and bowls, your bed doubles as your living room.
That's disgusting. Eating in the bedroom is disgusting.
Yeah. So I thought what we would do is look at our nightstands.
Yeah.
So we took pictures of them last night. We're going to put them up right now on our Instagram. You can search Anna and Raven.
My first question is, did you clean this off for this, or is this what it looks like all the time? Because I was amazed how simple mine looked.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's going to think that I cleaned this for this.
No. For the most part, having clutter on my nightstand gives me anxiety. So the only thing that sometimes you'll find here is like my favorite bra that I take off every day and then I put back on and I just kind of leave it there, which is kind of disgusting if you think about it. But besides that, it's very simple.
I see your catch-all tray with a memento from a retirement party that we had with one of our friends here.
Is it weird that I keep a pin with a picture of our old engineer on my nightstand that I look at?
Only if you call him with any other problems.
Well, at his retirement party, they gave us all these pins with his faces on him, and we love him. We have the most respect for Dom. And so, like,
he's still in my center console.
Yeah, like, I couldn't throw it away.
Me too.
Why he's the first person I wake up to every morning, I'm not sure, but he still stays in my little catch-all.
Love our current engineer, too. I don't want to get anything broken around here.
Yeah.
Anna also has, of course, her phone charge cord.
Yeah.
You've got your alarm clock, which is
aggressively
large digital display.
Have I ever been late for work in my last 10 years here?
Can't remember.
Nope.
And then a couple books from our friend Emily Liebert. That was nice. Are you still working through those books?
It's been like 10 years. I'm still working on those books.
I mean, they look like you read them.
Yeah.
They're dog-eared and so forth. I feel like you've carried them to the beach. You just never actually read them.
Right. And Raven, you have the lamp. You have like the reusable, the water cup with oh my God, what are they called? The things on the bottom. So you don't get marks on your furniture.
Oh, a coaster.
Coaster, yeah. That's interesting.
You don't respect coasters.
I guess I don't. But then you have a ton of pills here.
Yes.
What are they for?
They're just vitamins, actually. It's not like I'm not treating my ailments here on the nightstand. It's vitamin D. Little Claritin and magnesium, because my doctor said that my heart might explode if I don't do the right thing.
It's interesting. You take them before bed or when you wake up?
Yeah, before bed.
Oh,
if I did it in the morning, man, I would forget.
Yeah. What's on your nightstand and what does it say about you? Call 1-800-330-9999. What's on your nightstand? Look over. What is it? 1-800-330-9999.
What's up there?
It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because the most popular things on people's nightstands, lamps, hand lotion, small dishes or trays, reading materials, flashlights. But actually, they call it a public medicine cabinet because it's kind of a look into your soul. Because how your nightstand is, whether it's very disorganized or whether there's junk, it says a lot about your personality.
You have no lamp. You have no flashlight. You're just living recklessly. I mean, you got two drawers. What's in those drawers?
Underwear.
Wait a minute. Your underwear is in your nightstand?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Well, because my house...
I don't know anybody who does that.
Well, there's a reason why. I did it on purpose. I live in an old house. My house was built in 1938.
So it's smaller.
It's smaller, and I don't have a lot of closets.
Right.
So when I bought all our furniture, I had to buy massive nightstands so that we would have more, like, room for our stuff.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying that if I was in your bedroom, let's say the coats were in there, and you told me to get something out of your room, and I checked that drawer, and your underwear is in there, I'm weirded out.
Well, don't go on my nightstand.
You're right. I never will at this point, but I'm just weirded out.
Oh, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's in your nightstand?
A lamp, my reading glasses, a picture of my girl, lip balm, and what else is there? I think that's about it.
I think it's interesting that you have a picture of your girls. Are they young? Do they still live at home with you?
One does, one doesn't, but it's a small picture when they were younger that I have a little, like, 3x5 picture of them.
Because if you have pictures on your nightstand, it says that you're very sentimental, and that makes a lot of sense.
My wife has one of her son naked in the bathtub when he was, like, I don't know, 6 months old.
Oh, yeah. I have that framed in our bathroom.
He hates it. He never lets his friends go near our bedroom. Kind of works well.
Well, he's 23.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your nightstand?
Okay, I have the essentials, deodorant, lotion, sleeping pills if I need it, hand cream, facial mist, body mousse, body spray.
Wow.
Oh, you're a collector.
She's got a large.
Some Vicks. some throat spray in case my throat gets dry.
I mean, are you laying in your bed right now looking at this? Because this is a long list of stuff. It sounds like a large table.
How long does it take you to dust your furniture when you have to move all this stuff?
Oh, you just have to ignore that area. I mean, if it's got that much stuff on there.
I have it on a vanity, like on a little mirror, so I can just lift up the little mirror and take it off. It does fall sometimes.
I think that if I had that much stuff on my nightstand, it would give me anxiety and I wouldn't be able to sleep.
You would feel like it was encroaching upon you.
Yeah.
Almost ready to fall over on you.
Right. Yeah.
I use everything. I need it by me. I use it all. So.
Yeah. You never know where you're going to need that throat lozenge in the middle of the night. You
know? Randomly.
True.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your bedside table?
Hi, I've got a diffuser. I love my essential oils, and it's what I need to fall asleep every night.
Do you sell them, too? Just tell me the truth.
No, I don't sell them.
Oh.
I just buy them.
Okay.
What's your favorite one, like, that'll actually make you calm down and go to sleep?
I mean, it's a classic, but lavender.
Everyone always says
lavender.
Doesn't
Peppermint
work for me.
Makes Anna go to the bathroom.
Oh, I try. Right. Well, I have it right here in front of me. Here, let me sniff it right now.
No, then you're going to have to leave.
No. It does smell good, though.
I think next to my bed, it would be a little bit too close for me. I feel like I'd be inhaling it directly. It's like an essential oils bong
right
next to my bed.
Very calming, though.
Going to skip that.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your bedside table?
For Christmas a few years ago, my wife gave me a lamp that's also a Harley motorcycle. It makes revving noise whenever I push the button to.
Nice.
Wow.
I like that. I actually had one of those back in the day. You remember, you'd have a VCR, of course, but over time we realized that the VCR would sooner or later break down if you used that to actually rewind the tape. So we got VCR, you know, cassette rewinders. My father one year got me a Harley VHS tape rewinder that I swear the thing was like 2 feet long. And it had a working headlight and everything. It would rev up. It was great. And then when the tape was done, it would pop a wheelie.
Nice.
Oh, it was the best
that
ever.
That is amazing.
I wish I still had it.
You definitely should have kept that.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you repeatedly try to convince your mother that instead of doing actual school reading and reading, like, good novels, that you're just going to read Amazon reviews for sugar-free gummy bears, and that should count, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. I mean, the correlation between gummy bears and the reading is confusing to me.
It's been trending again. It trends, like, every couple years.
Okay.
So my daughter, Hayden, who's 11 years old, she's a good student, but, man, do I have to push her all the time. She doesn't want to read. She doesn't want to do her math,
sure.
All of it.
It's hard.
So, you know, she's supposed to be doing summer reading. So I said to her, I go, did you do your summer reading? She goes, no. But I read all the reviews on Amazon about these gummy bears. If you have never read the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears reviews,
okay.
They are very entertaining.
Are they?
But I don't think that they count as summer reading. Would you like me to read one for you?
Sure, I guess. I mean, if you've got something prepared, I'm ready.
On Amazon, again, this comes from Dexter. My friend hasn't been participating in social distancing during the pandemic, so I bought him a bag of these gummies for his birthday. It's now been 10 days since he left the house out of fear of pooping himself again. I'm not going to say Haribo sugar-free classic gummy bears are the cure for the coronavirus, but it certainly does help slow the spread.
Okay.
Let's see.
It seems random. I mean, I thought that they would be like more like arrived on time, tasted good.
No.
Okay.
Jennifer wrote, I ate half of a 6-ounce bag that I picked up at CVS. They changed the color of the bag and I didn't know. I spent 24 hours in the fetal position on my bathroom floor repeating, please God, why? I still don't have an answer.
I mean, what?
Yep.
Do gummy bears make you go to the bathroom?
These sugar-free ones are notorious for causing massive kind of explosions.
Gastrol type situations?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's thousands of reviews talking about it.
You get one more. That's it. We can't do this all day.
John said, this was the day that my life changed forever. I bought a bag of these delicious Satan snacks and they took me back to the past. Took me back to the day that Pompeii erupted. I was sitting on my toilet, sweaty. What? It felt like I was in a sauna after drinking veggie-free kombucha while being punched in the gut by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The worst part is I didn't have any toilet paper.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Would buy again.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously she has put in some time doing reading.
Go ahead. Log that in, Hayden. Log that in for your teacher. Let's see how that works out for you.
If you hog the puppy. That's all I need to know about you. You come over, right? Somebody comes over, they bring their puppy to visit or whatever, and you hold on to that puppy for 3.5 hours and let anybody else make maybe hold it for like 5 minutes. That's all I need to know about you. The grand dog came over yesterday.
Yep.
And when that happened, my wife grabbed that puppy and never let that puppy go. Now, there were other people at the house.
Right.
Like, other people there to see said puppy.
Yeah.
Nobody else got to pet that dog, essentially.
She's the hawk. So, my mom is the baby hawk. So, whenever there's a baby,
swoops in, grabs it in the talons.
She will hold that baby.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the baby belongs to.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
This isn't our dog.
She just claimed that baby.
Right.
And she's going to hold on to it.
All afternoon.
We call her the hawk. That's what Alicia is. She's the hawk. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Ever see an item or a product that's being advertised and you wonder if it actually works? That's why we do this.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
This is my George Foreman feminized grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
Raven and I like to test items and let you know if they actually work or not.
It's our miracle product review. We do it really as a public service.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. I was having terrible, terrible neck pain, and I did some research trying to figure out what it was, and it turns out, if you've never heard of it, it's called Tech Neck, and it's basically because we spend so much time on our computers and our phones that our heads are always at an angle, and that's what causes all the pain in the neck. I did some research, and I found out there is an item called Neck Tech, which is a massager. Now, I have brought it in for Raven to try. I just got it this past week.
What are your feelings on this thing so far?
So what it looks like, this is all being streamed live on Facebook. If you'd like to watch it, you can search Anna and Raven. It looks like almost a scarf that you drape, but it has a huge kind of like package in the back of your neck.
I don't think it looks like a scarf. I think it looks like football pads or something like that.
And
then you put your hands in it like you're actually being locked up.
It's right.
Some sort of medieval torture device that's now been wrapped in a fall lever.
Right. It's basically to secure it to your body. That's why you loop your arms in. So I'll read two of the reviews. Starboy only gave it 1 star.
One star.
And it says, generally, don't buy this item if you value your life.
Oh, okay, good.
I got this parcel. It came in a smash box. I could see that it was used. When I plugged it in, I saw an electric spark. And after using it, every muscle in my body ached.
It sounds like a hoverboard.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
John around the corner wrote, he gave it 5 stars.
Wow.
He says, I'm in love. Its fingers are almost as good as my ex-wife's digging into my neck.
Oh, John sounds lonely.
Right. Well, John wrote, the biggest thing I missed from 30 years ago was that my ex-wife and her kids were great masseuses, even if they were amateurs like I was. We regularly traded non-sensual massages. Seems like too much information.
I mean, this is a lot of sharing here.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you got out of that house, lady.
Yeah. But he says the Tech Neck massager is surprisingly great. At first, when I put it on my shoulders, it felt strange and somewhat uncomfortable, like it needed to be smoothed out. But the moment I turn on the motor, I realize that those bumps were actually knobby fingers, which can rotate and do a fantastic job.
Okay, that's a long review. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why does it smell a bit like...
What does it smell like? Well, it definitely came from China.
It smells like you're like, did you get some breakfast this morning? Did you go to Dunkin' or something? Because
I always go to Dunkin'. What question is that?
It smells like maybe croissant, which with bacon, egg, and cheese or something.
No, I didn't actually know it came from China.
In the car.
I opened up the instructions.
Right.
And then it was weird misspellings.
Right.
But it also says do not use while driving a vehicle.
Right.
And all I kept thinking is who puts this on?
Oh, somebody. 700%. Somebody I feel like John, who wrote that long review about missing his wife, is wearing this all the time.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
Right,
what do you think?
Right, I have to touch this button.
This is to get rid of your tech neck. It's rough. It's so rough.
See, I'm not into the hard massage. I've had surgery. Is this a good idea?
It's so good.
No, it's not.
It has gotten rid of so much of my neck pain. I can't tell you. I get home from work. I strap it on. And it hurts so good.
It's like a small child dancing on the top of your shoulders.
Oh, but feel like how relieved you are.
I don't feel relieved.
Stop tensing up. It's the opposite.
I'm
you have to relax.
I'm trying to fight it off of
no,
me.
Don't you, no, you can even add heat. Do you want to add heat? Just push the heat button on
why
the bottom.
Why does it smell like a deli?
Because it came in a box from China. Who knows why?
And they packed it up in a deli?
It's been in my living room for a week. You think my house doesn't smell like a deli?
Does the heat work quick, or does that mean that tore something?
No, it takes us a second. To put on.
Okay.
Why
does it have other settings?
No, it's just
that's
forward
it.
And backwards.
Just needs like that the whole time.
Are you loosening it up?
I mean, I feel
you
like
wimp. You wimp. Why don't you take it? Take it like a man and ease your shoulder pain.
What? It hurts me.
What?
No.
What are you talking about? You should be relieved right now. What are you doing?
I'm going with Starboy, all right? It's a one star for me. I don't understand why it smells like processed meats. I don't know what's going on here. If it's five stars for you, that's fine.
I'm giving it five stars.
Okay, for me, it's one star.
If you have any kind of neck pain, I highly suggest this. But you also clearly can't be a wimp like some people in this room.
It's like a zombie. How do I unplug it, please? Mm.
What don't Governor Cuomo and German scientists have in common?
I'm guessing a few things, but the big ones are jumping out this week.
Right. It's the desire to host massive concerts. It's Anna and Raven. If you haven't heard, Chainsmokers were the headliners in the Hamptons this past weekend for a charity event. I know you're like, wait a minute, which one is the Chainsmokers? These guys. So baby, pull
me closer in the backseat. They have many, 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 many popular songs.
Right. So what happened was it was supposed to be a socially distant charity event to raise money, and they were supposed to be all drive-in. They sold tickets between $650 and $25,000.
$25,000. It's in the name of charity.
Right. Except the problem is nobody stayed in the car. And that's why you see all these viral videos going around and why Governor Cuomo is so upset, because everybody came out and it was like a regular concert.
How are you going to stay in the car at a concert, man? Let's be real. Like, that's just not realistic.
Know. Maybe a pandemic?
No, you go. I mean, how do they not allow tailgating? People are going to dance. It's going to happen.
Right. But they didn't stay 6 feet apart if you're looking at this. And anyway, everybody's very upset about it and they're looking into it. And I
you know who's not upset?
Who?
Germany.
Germany's not upset. Germany, I think, wants that information from the 2,000 people that showed up to that concert.
They would like to get it.
They're doing their own COVID experiment. These German scientists, what they're doing is they're looking for 4,200 volunteers that do not have COVID.
Right.
And they want you to go to a concert on August 22nd.
Inside. This is an indoor venue concert.
Yeah, this is like a regular stadium where Britney Spears has performed, like a regular place. And they want to test how the virus spreads in large public gatherings. And they're calling it Restart 19, and it's being funded by the German states. All you have to do is be between the ages of 18 and 50, have a negative test. And so far, only about 1,000 people have signed up, so you still have time to sign up.
Now, obviously, you're going to be subject to testing and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. They just call you a lab rat. I mean, that's what's going
on
here.
100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to be running fog machines the whole time.
Uh-huh.
They have, each person will have data trackers.
So, wait a minute. Will the fog machines contain COVID, or will they just, fog machines are part of the show, and they want to add to that?
Yeah, no. It's not going to contain anything. I think they're doing it because it'll spread it, to be honest. Because, you know. So that to see, like,
awesome.
What they're trying to do, the ultimate goal, is to see if they can find a hybrid kind of model where we can kind of go back to the quote unquote normal of having large public gatherings, but still find a new safe way to do it.
Who's performing at this show? I want to go.
So the name of the guy is Tim Bensko, and he's a popular German singer. And listen, this is him. Die Leute fragen, wie viel extra Meter gehst du? Ich fang es an zu zählen. I'm into it, right?
That's German?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it awesome?
I watched Eurovision, the movie, last night, so I'm all for this now. You've hit me at the right time, world.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about it, too, because I was like, oh.
This is why David Hasselhoff still sells a million records over in Germany.
You don't think this is great? I think this is phenomenal.
I don't know if it's worth going into a pandemic arena petri dish that they're putting together with fog machines. I don't know.
Well, that's the whole thing, is like, is that a big enough name to get 4,200 people to go and basically risk getting COVID?
So, right. So, like, if Taylor Swift told you that she was handing out COVID at her show, you might consider it, is what you're saying.
Well, I think that there's certain concerts that you would go to because you'd feel like, ah, roll the dice for that. And there's certain ones that you would definitely never go to.
Oh, I can play that game. You want to play that game?
Yeah. That's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven.
Would you risk getting the coronavirus if you could hear this live?
If I got good seats, I'm totally there.
It doesn't even sound like German, right? Don't you feel like...
It doesn't feel like German. But I'm not German, so I guess I wouldn't know anything about that.
Right.
But, right, it does feel like something else.
It's Anna and Raven. German scientists right now are looking for 4,200 volunteers to go to a massive concert on August 22nd.
Now, to be fair, that guy's a star in Germany.
Yeah, his name is Tim Bensko, and he's a very popular German singer. And I actually looked at a few of his videos and listened to his songs. Pretty good.
Yeah. okay, Anna Zapp.
I don't know. Kinda, never thought I'd be into German music. Here we are. But, you know, the opposite of what's happening here, because Governor Cuomo is mad because 2,000 people, and now I'm hearing reports of 3,000 people, showed up at the Chainsmokers charity event out in the Hamptons.
Right.
And he said there's going to be hell to pay for that.
There was no social distancing going on there, but the scientists actually want you to get COVID in Germany.
Right. They want to find out how does the spread happen in, like, tight gatherings like that.
So they're going to monitor people. Yeah.
So there's going to be fog machines and all that. And, then, you know, you get to go to this free concert, but you're running the risk the whole time of getting the virus.
I mean, frankly, they want you to have it.
Right. Well, they want to see how it spreads. So what we started thinking was, all right, there's certain concerts that if you were given the option where you're going to roll those dice to go, you know, and you possibly could get the virus, which concert would you go to and which would you never go to?
I'm thinking that I probably need to skip AC/DC.
Why would you skip AC/DC?
A lot of screaming going on there.
Yeah.
We're bumping into each other. You know, right. I'm not a mosh guy, but on the other hand, I do kind of want somebody screaming at me right now. I kind of need that mentally in my life right now. But
no.
I guess I'm going to skip AC/DC.
There's going to be so many people yelling. Those particles are going to be flying right into your face. It's like a COVID shower, you know? And which one would you go to?
I'm going to say that if he's coming around... I'm here for you, Elton. But you know something here that I think about it?
I don't think so.
Imagine, because this is people arms around each other. We're singing, we're swaying
now.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I was thinking. Elton John, see, that actually plays hand in hand. Okay, that's good. We're good. Thank you. I was thinking the complete opposite. Like, you say Elton John.
Yeah.
That's why I would never go to a Billy Joel concert right now. You put me in a crowd with this.
You're definitely going to start the fire.
Two White Claws.
Right.
We start
crying. You're going to start the COVID fire.
Oh, we're going to start hugging each other.
Right. Screaming and singing and getting all the words wrong.
Right. Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. That's exactly right.
Right. Like, you have to, like, that's like where you build a family at a Billy Joel concert. You can't go there.
Are we talking about conception here? What are we talking about?
No, but you, like, make friends in the bathroom.
You build a family.
You hang out at the bar. Like, that's you come together. You can't go there, but you want to go to a concert where you're never talking to anybody next to you.
Let me hear.
The most boring one.
What are you doing? You just are so entranced by Michael Bolton.
But it's one of those concerts. You go to a Michael Bolton concert.
Yeah, you're sitting.
You're just sitting. You don't get up.
It's a seated show.
Right. Like, you got
four
empty seats between you and the next person. It's just you and your significant other sitting there holding hands, kind of just staring at him, holding a rose probably.
Weeping, as he calls. Right. Definitely a rose.
Definitely a rose.
Definitely
in your
overpriced. Picked it up from the attendant as you walked in.
You roll those dice. You're like, you know what? I'll go to the Michael Bolton concert because no one's going to be spitting or yelling or hugging me or anything like that.
You're right. It does feel safer than both AC/DC, Elton John, and Billy Joel, I guess.
Agreed. Yeah. All this week, tickets to see Maroon 5 next September at Madison Square Garden, but if you want to win them, 1-800-330-9999, you got to play this.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Josh, this morning we're playing Craigslist Price is Right. It's real easy to play. Anna is going to read for me and describe an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a guess at the price. All you have to do is correctly identify whether or not my guess is higher, lower, or the exact match to what it's actually listed at. Do that, and you've got tickets for Maroon 5. Cool?
All righty.
Coming out of Deep River this morning, a 1941 driving school manual and test from Jamaica, New York.
Wow, got the test too, huh?
Uh-huh. So the comments read, used original private driving school manual, 61 pages plus front and back covers. Condition, wear, dog ear, page corners, small tears. Feel free to email me with any questions. Shipping, $4.
That's the entire description.
That's the entire description. But I have been fascinated because I've been reading it. There's the written test and all that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read you a couple questions on this test from 1941?
I mean, I guess. Give me two questions real quick.
At an intersection where there is a stop sign.
Uh-huh. Stop. That's my answer.
It's true or false. You have to answer true or false.
Okay.
You may proceed as long as you slow down.
No, false.
Right, that's correct.
Thank you.
Can you imagine if these were questions that were actually on a test?
One more real quick.
A vehicle slows down more quickly when the clutch is engaged.
I'm going to say that is incorrect.
Nope. Sorry, you don't get a license, Raven. That is true.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right, because back in the day, the car would just keep driving without your permission.
I guess so.
All right, I'm going to take a guess at the price here. I'm going to go... You know, it's all about the eye of the beholder, right? If whether or not somebody finds this compelling or interesting. I'm going to go
$38.
$38.
Joshua, do you think the actual retail price of this 1941 driving manual from Jamaica is higher than $38, lower than $38, or is that the actual price?
I'm going to go with lower.
Lower is correct. Actual retail price, $15.
Nice score, man. You got the tickets.
Nice.
Can I read you the poem? Can I read you the poem on the back thing?
How could there be a poem?
There's a poem on the driving test.
That's ridiculous.
If you think you can't drive, you can't. If you think you can drive, you can. If you practice, you will drive. I swear, that's what it says
that
on the driving test.
That's
what it says.
That's not a poem.
It was written by Richard R. Law.
That just feels like, right, that's a statement, not whatever.
Okay.
All right, we're going to play again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah. All right, hold on the line, Josh. We'll get all your info. You're off to see Maroon 5 at Madison Square Garden next September, and we'll have another chance for you to win coming up tomorrow morning, same time, right here with Anna and Raven. I have securely gotten Raven's phone, and now it's time for this.
It's random.
What do you think you're doing?
It's intrusive.
We wanted to force Apple to break through the security wall of an iPhone.
It's time for Raid Raven's phone.
It's Ann on Raven. I convinced our bosses a long time ago that we should do this where I am allowed to take Raven's phone and read his text messages out loud and I get to act them out.
I mean, it feels as invasive as it is if you're actually living through something like that. Because taking it out of context, anybody's text messages could be, offensive, misconstrued.
Okay.
All those different things.
Okay, sure.
Ridiculed.
Listen, let me get to it. Who's Bill H?
Bill H is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He's crazy. He's smart. He's intelligent. He also likes to mix things up and get himself involved in a bunch of different stuff.
All right, Bill.
He's a doer.
He texted Raven, and it was a Facebook market post. It's like a link to it.
Yeah.
Of a beer refrigerator, and he wrote, "Hey, dude, I think I recall you having HVAC experience. Any idea how expensive of a repair this is?"
Why did you make him sound like a 17-year-old girl, like a high-pitched type thing?
That's what I think that Bill sounds like. This is my interpretation of your text message.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
And then Raven responds, "What's up, buddy? Pretty sure you can salvage a compressor out of any old fridge and switch it in so it'll be cheap. But you gotta cut the pipes and that'll let the Freon out, which you used to need a license to purchase. So, ..
Are you pausing for breath or because you're about to choke making that voice?
Just as, whenever boys start talking about Freon, I immediately get bored.
That's it. You immediately fall asleep? Right.
And then Bill writes, he writes back, "Interesting. Worth telling him I'll take it or just leave it." And then Raven responds, "That's all about you wanting a project. LOL, LOL, LOL." Oh, gosh, I hate when people use LOL so many times.
That sounds fake. I would never LOL three times.
Oh, there's a lot of LOLs here. "It would be Frankenstein. It requires some adjustment, but it could be up and running if we get the Freon. You must do deep soul searching and consider meditation." And then you used a gif of a samurai?
Right.
Why?
He's meditating. He's just thinking hard about whether or not he wants to take on this journey.
Okay.
Whether or not he does.
And Bill, here's another guy. Bill writes, "LOL. Working one seems to be between $5 and $800.
I think it's $500.
Well, he wrote $800. That's what it says here.
No, $500 to $800.
Oh, $500 to $800?
Right. $5 to $800 seems like a lot of range.
Well, I don't know. Raven writes back, "Oh, well, yeah, then screw it. I've got a torch and tube cutters. We'll set it on fire if we can't get it working.
All true statements.
Okay.
Every single part of that statement is true.
And clearly you've gotten Bill all excited because he says, okay. No, that's you. Bill says, okay, borrowing a truck from my neighbor now. And then Raven, you respond because clearly you're on board for this project of repairing this bear fridge.
I love it. I want to give him all the information he needs. That's what Bill's like. He likes a list.
All right. And Raven writes back, first, figure out if the motor turns on, and then you got to check the relays, and then we can charge it up. I'm betting it gets plenty cold. Clean it up, display it prominently, and then we can enjoy frosty beverages. What? And then you can tell the key role of your smart friend played in the conquering of the elements of climate control whenever others witness the cooler's glory.
He dropped the Raven voice for that one, but that was supposed to be me.
Yeah.
But it was me.
I mean, you think that you're going to basically save this guy's life by getting a beer fridge?
Right, and then everybody will know that I'm the reason that it works.
Well, Bill is clearly excited because he texts back, got the truck! No, that's you. Bill writes back, got the truck, address near you, I'll pick you up. And then you respond, new phone, who dis?
That's right.
Are you trying to be funny? You trying to be a funny guy?
You promised
your friend that you were going to help him repair this beer fridge. You told him all these things to do. You made it sound like you guys were on board. You were going to partner for this.
Yep.
And then you ditched him a new phone who dis like you're a 17-year-old girl.
Never did I ever say that I was going to help him lift it. I didn't say that. Get it to your house and then I'll fix it.
Oh, you are the worst friend. You are the worst friend.
Well, when you go on my phone, these are the type of things that you might come across.
LOL, LOL, LOL,
never.
LOL.
I think that you're making that part up. That
Look
doesn't make sense.
Look at all these LOLs. Look at all these LOLs.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Kendall, your boyfriend Alex is joining us. Can you explain what happened?
So, one day I was just kind of going through his phone and, you know, looking at pictures and stuff. And I came across some pictures of his ex-wife and I started deleting them. I didn't see what a big deal it was. We've been dating for a year. You know, why do you have pictures of your ex-wife on my phone? But, you know, he got mad and said that it wasn't like my place to do that. And I think he's overreacting. Like, what's the big deal?
I mean, I have a couple questions. First, is it a normal thing that the two of you guys are in each other's phones? I mean, just a basic violation of privacy is the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I play with his music, so.
Okay. But, you know, deleting photos of his ex-wife, I mean, why would you think that you had the right to do that? Have you deleted other things from his phone before?
No, but his ex-wife, they've been divorced for like 2 years. He needs to get rid of those pictures and just move on.
Alex, why are you upset if you've moved on?
You know, I'm upset because she just didn't have the right to go through my pictures and delete them. I'd understand if it was like she knows the relationship between me and my ex-wife. And regardless of like where she feels like I need to be, I wasn't ready to let go of those pictures. I just feel like it was a misuse of like my trust in her. Like I trust her to like use my phone, not do anything messed up. And, you know, just her doing that kind of hurt me a lot in a sense.
I could understand that. What's the content of these photos, though? I got to know. Like, are these our regular photos? Are you guys on vacation? Or are these, like, you know, your close photos? Are they romantic? What's the nature of that?
Yeah, I mean, especially the ones that I did not delete, I didn't delete because of where they were taken. They were actually taken at my grandfather's tombstone, and it's some of the only photos I really have before the tombstone was kind of taken down and they made a whole new tombstone. So it's kind of like they were special photos to me, and even though this person was there, they did spend that time with me, and that I did have a special place in my heart for those photos. So it wasn't like me holding on to this person and wanting to be back with them. It was more of just like this moment in time I did spend with this person, and it was special to me.
Alex, are you still in love with your ex-wife?
I have love for my ex-wife, but I'm not in love with her.
All right. Well,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. Yeah. What we do is ask our audience what they think, because they may see Kendall's side, that if you've been divorced for a couple years and you've been with her exclusively for a year, it is a little bit strange that you're holding on to all these emotions and these memories. And maybe she was right to bring them up to have like a conversation and do this. But she may see your side, too, Alex. Regardless of whether or not you had feelings for your ex-wife, it's just none of her business to go through your phone and delete pictures without your permission. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
So Kendall and Alex have been dating a year, and Kendall was going through Alex's phone, which is not really out of the norm. Like, that's something they do. She was just looking at pictures, and turns out that Alex still has some pictures of his ex-wife on the phone. and she deleted them. And there were some personal photos, too, of, like, his grandfather's tombstone. I guess there had been some pictures, and his ex-wife was in it.
Sure.
Kendall says he's got to let it go. He's got to move on with his life.
Listen up, Kendall. Kendall, you've been dating for a year. He got divorced 2 years ago. How long was he married? Kendall, you are jumping way ahead, I think, at this point right now.
Or is Alex still holding on to his ex-wife, and she's just saying, like, let's move this relationship forward? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I am on the boyfriend side. She has no right to go into his phone and delete anything of his. And absolutely rude, pushing her will to. You should just enjoy time and whatever this emotionally they are and continue. If it bothers her, she shouldn't date someone that was married before, if that much. If she's that in want to be in control. And she needs to know how to deal with it, or that kind of controlling and jealous behavior is going to ruin her.
Here's one thing. We're making assumptions. Kendall is assuming that she knows how Alex feels about these photos and what his feeling is based on. Again, he's like, this is visiting my grandfather's gravestone. This was a time in my life. It's not about, oh, look at how beautiful she is here.
Right.
It's none of her business.
The only pictures I delete out of my husband's phones are pictures that he takes of me where I look terrible. And I'm like, why
and
are you keeping
full
this?
Permission. Right. You own the licensing on that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Kendall and Alex have been dating for a year. Kendall was going through Alex's camera roll and found some pictures of his ex-wife. So she deleted them. And he's very upset about that, says she had no right to do it, especially because they were like personal photos that involved his grandfather's gravesite. She says, no, like, you need to move on. This is just a good example of you holding on to the past.
12 months is nothing in a lifetime. He was married to this woman 2 years ago. Now he's dating this girl for a year. Does that give her any permission to do that? I don't think so.
Or is she moving the relationship forward by helping him get over his past? Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on the boyfriend's side. She had no right to touch the pictures. They were from his grandfather. They had nothing to do with her. And she should have had a conversation with him before she deleted them.
You know, I'll just say is that if you go looking for trouble, how often do you find trouble? All the time, because you're going in there with a suspicious angle. She's already in there snooping. She's snooping.
Maybe and she's just looking at pictures.
What right is it of her to look at his pictures from before she knew him? There's no right there. You took my phone this morning. You look at my photos?
Well, no, because you're not my significant other.
See that?
Yeah, my husband, I'll go back to 2004. I'll go back to 1996. I'll go back to before he was born.
Thank you for the call.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side. It's bad enough that she went through the photos, but she should have gone to him and said, look, I see these photos of your ex-wife, and I want to discuss them with you. They're upsetting to me, and maybe I want you to delete them, or, you know, maybe you could save them to the cloud and get them off your phone, but let's discuss it.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'd have to say I'm more on the boyfriend's side. It sounds like she might be a little insecure, but if he didn't love her enough to marry her in the first place, then I could expect that there would be no love for her. Like, in other words, part of his history, I don't see why he shouldn't be allowed to have some fond memories.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alex, our audience agreed with you this morning. Kendall, whatever issues you have with Alex still having feelings for his ex-wife, and Alex, whatever feelings you do have for your ex-wife, it doesn't make the fact that Kendall went into your phone and deleted photos without your knowledge okay. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I agree.
Kendall, you going to be all right?
I mean, yeah. I wish he would see where I was coming from and my point of view in all of this.
Well, I think that you validly have some sort of insecurities about it. At the same time, you got to keep in mind that, a year is a blink of an eye in what is a lifetime. So you guys have a good thing. You've got a good thing going here. But if he spent 5-10 years with his ex-wife, that's a whole chapter of his life. And that might take a little bit longer to put completely to bed when we're talking about photos at gravesites and so forth.
And Alex, you should have some compassion, too, for Kendall, because obviously you love her. You've been with her for a year. And how would you feel if you happened to go through her picture roll and you found pictures of her ex? I'm sure that would hurt you, too.
Of course. Yeah. I wouldn't want to have that conversation with her before I did anything drastic.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's David.
David, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you mind leaving the room?
Sure. Good luck, David.
David, we have $1,700 on the line. Raven is walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You get 3 seconds. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play, David?
I'll try. Thank you.
You got it. Number 1, M&M's chocolate popcorn is now available. It's supposed to mimic the taste of movie theater popcorn and M&M's. The original 5 colors of M&M's are violet, red, yellow, green, and what?
Brown.
Number 2, Beyoncé's new film / visual album titled Black is King will debut on Disney Plus on Friday, starring Lupita Nyong'o. What 2013 historical drama movie did Lupita Nyong'o win an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress?
12 Years a Slave.
Number 3, Emmy nominations were announced yesterday, and Netflix led the nominations with 160. Who will host the Emmys this year on September 20th?
I don't know.
Number 4, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife Mackenzie has already donated $1.7 billion to charity. She promised that she would do so following their divorce. Jeff Bezos is the CEO and founder of Amazon, but what newspaper does he also own?
The Washington Post.
And number 5, 15 players and 2 coaches for the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19, suspending their season until at least Sunday. What 1990s song has these lyrics? Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound.
I missed the first part of the question, so Ice Ice Baby, I guess.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. All right, Raven, yo. Come on.
What's
David,
up?
David got 4 out of 5.
Pretty impressive, David. Here we go, $1,700. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, M&M's chocolate popcorn is now available.
Mm.
It's supposed to mimic the taste of movie theater popcorn and M&M's. The original 5 colors of M&M's are violet, red, yellow, green, and what?
Brown, of course.
Yes, brown. Number 2, Beyoncé's new film / visual album titled Black is King will debut on Disney Plus on Friday.
Mm.
And it stars Lupita Nyong'o. What 2000 historical drama movie did Lupita Nyong'o win an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress?
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave is correct. Oh, you're nervous. I can see it in your face.
Well, I'm concentrating.
All right, number 3. Emmy nominations were announced yesterday, and Netflix led the nominations with 160. Who will host the Emmys this year on September 20th? Final answer, please.
All of the late night hosts, isn't it?
No, it's Jimmy Kimmel. You need these next 2.
I thought
2.
It was all of them. Okay.
Number 4, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie, has already donated $1.7 billion to charity.
It must be nice.
She promised that she would do so following their divorce.
Well, she's worth a gazillion bazillion
right.
dollars.
She's the 3rd richest woman in the world. Jeff Bezos is the CEO and founder of Amazon, but what newspaper does he own?
He owns the Post, the Washington Post.
That's right. It all comes down to this last question.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
15 players and 2 coaches for the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19, suspending their season until at least Sunday. What 1990s song has these lyrics? Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound.
It's Ice Ice Baby, isn't it?
Yeah, David, that was close. Oh, look at you.
Oh, right to the finish line, David. Good game,
Woo!
Man. Good
David,
game.
I gotta say, you made him sweat today. There's that.
Enjoy the shirt, bro.
That was great. It was fun. This is David, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, David. Hold on 1 second.
Better luck next time.
Means tomorrow's jackpot, $1,800. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.